Motability have recently launched their Everyday Freedom campaign to raise the awareness of the Motability scheme to disabled, blind and partially sighted people who might be eligible for the scheme. I'm now joined by Delia Ray, Head of Marketing at Motability Operations, to find out a bit more about the campaign. Hello Delia and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, good to be here.
Firstly, Delia, for those who might not be aware of the Motability scheme, could you give a bit of a brief outline as to how the scheme works and who might be eligible for it?
Yes, indeed. So the scheme is there to provide an affordable, worry-free kind of motoring package for people who receive the higher rate mobility allowances. Largely, that's the higher rate mobility allowance of personal independence payment, disability living allowance, and also AFIP and the War Pensioners Mobility Supplement. And how it works is people choose, if they'd like to pay their allowance over to the Motability scheme. And in return, you get a brand new car every 3 years and a full package, including servicing, maintenance, breakdown cover and full insurance, most importantly, for up to three drivers.
Why did you want to launch the Everyday Freedom campaign and why was it so important to profile disabled people in the TV ad? As I know, one of our presenters here, Sandra, who presents Music Box on Connect Radio, is featured in the ad.
Yes, so there's about 1.8 million people across the UK who are eligible for the Motability scheme, but only about a third are currently part of the scheme. And we know of the two-thirds who could join the scheme, one of the major barriers is just really being aware of the scheme and understanding what it offers. And many people, I think, associate the Motability scheme with adapted vehicles and wheelchair usage. Of course, many of our customers are in a wheelchair or make use of equipment that helps them move physically. But it's also eligible to a much, much wider range of people with different disabilities. And that's really what we wanted to show in the ad. So we've got kind of people with all sorts of different conditions and impairments, all making the most of the everyday freedom that the scheme brings.
And I know there's probably just over about 40,000 blind or partially sighted on the scheme, which is quite a small amount when you consider there's probably about 360,000 people who are registered as blind or partially sighted.
I was going to say, yes, I'm quite struck by the DWP figures, which just show a lot more people with visual impairments are getting the higher rate allowances under personal independence payment than happened with disability living allowance. So, of course, that does provide the passport and opens up that opportunity to many people who are blind or visually impaired who perhaps don't realise that the scheme is available to them.
What do you think are the main benefits for blind or partially sighted people who are on the scheme for getting a Motability car? And are there any examples of how blind or partially sighted people have been using the scheme?
I think for all the Motability scheme customers, you know, one of the primary advantages is the peace of mind that it brings. So I think kind of for very busy and often kind of stressed households, actually the kind of fact that everything's looked after, all the paperwork is looked after. You don't have to worry about arranging kind of servicing and maintenance. There's always somebody there at the end of a phone or on our website to be able to support you through the scheme. And the ability of the scheme to kind of group purchase so that we can get economies of scale means that the cost of obtaining a car through the Motability scheme is about 40% less than it would be if you were to go out to the market for an alternative. So it just means that for many people, it's possible to get a bigger choice of vehicles, you know, maybe a larger car. Many of our customers actually do have assistance dogs or larger families. And so you can perhaps kind of make your allowance stretch further to be able to get a car that's more suitable for your needs. And it will, of course, be incredibly reliable because it is new and makes use of the latest technology.
Because I know many blind and partially sighted people might think, oh, a Motability car's not really for me, but they can get a Motability car. And I think you can have up to three designated drivers on the car. So it could be family members that are driving them around, or support worker or personal assistant could be driving them around. So there are sort of quite a few different usages of a scheme for blind and partially sighted people.
That's right. And that is, you know, of course, what a lot of our customers make those arrangements. You can also swap in and out temporary drivers if you're in particular circumstances, like if you're going on holiday or something, you might want to change those drivers over. And that's quite popular as well to add some flexibility into the scheme. And I think just it might surprise people as well, the range of cars that are available actually is probably about 12% of our cars are adapted in some way. So the vast majority of them are actually standard vehicles, and we have cars from all the major manufacturers, you know, from kind of city runarounds to larger scale crossovers and SUVs. So for all interests, lifestyles, different circumstances, I can be fairly confident that you'd find something that would suit your needs.
Finally, Delia, if people would like to find out more about the Motability Scheme and sign up for the scheme, where can they go to find out more and sign up?
Well, as you might expect me to say, our website, motability.co.uk, is the ideal first port of call, and you'll find that that's suitable for all types of browsers. If people want printed information, we can make that available in large lettering or with Braille, or we can provide audio versions of our materials. And we also have a fantastic helpline who are on 0845 456 4566, who again are very happy to take people's calls and run them through any details that they might want to know.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Delia Ray, Head of Marketing at Motability Operations, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.